You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Dukes and Bell.
We got spirit. How about you?
Presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Who needs it more? It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. More on the Falcons coming up as they're practicing up in Indy, joint practices with the Colts. But when you get ready to look at the start of the college football season and the NFL in our city, Georgia Tech finished 9-4 last year. It was their first 9-win season since 2017, guys. And you know, look, they were a hair away. If they would have handled business against Pitt, I think they could have probably made the playoff, regardless of what happened in the ACC championship. But didn't play out that way. But it's the best record under Brent Key. And you look at Georgia, back-to-back SEC champions, eliminated in the quarterfinals of past two college football playoffs the last two seasons. So, you know, you go back, what was it, 2023, Mike, now, the last time they were in the college football championship? And 22, that's right, 2022. And then you look at the Falcons. And here's the deal with the Falcons. New head coach, new OC, missed the playoffs 8 seasons. Who needs it more? Who has more to prove in 2026? And look, Georgia gets some grace because they've just been damn good every year, right? I'm saying national championship or bust because that is the standard, and I think Kirby's got the talent to get there. But it would be, you know, silly of me for me to sit here and tell you that Georgia has the most to prove or that they needed more. I actually don't feel that way. And look, I don't know how it's going to play out, but even if they lost in the first round of the playoffs again, they're getting to the playoffs every year. That's the goal. Every coach would tell you that. But for me, Mike, Georgia Tech, look, can Brent Key build on this? But for me, it's still the Falcons, man. I don't care about the new head coach. We've had new head coaches. New head coaches have success in this league every year with less talent than what we have, by the way. And so for me, it's the Falcons who still have the most to prove in 2026. It's the Falcons who need it more than these other teams, including Georgia Tech. I just feel like almost a decade?
Yeah, look, we've talked about it. We just had the Colts dude on talking about how they're going back, you know, years to when Phillip Rivers was younger. Last time they made the playoffs, going on 6-7 seasons. We're going on 8, now 9. You know, the Jets are, I think it's 13 or 14. So you're up there in the rarefied era of incompetence. You know, and look, we know how we got here, but how do we fix it? So, Carl, I use the phrase gap year. And it's driving people crazy what I meant by it, because every year's a gap year with the Falcons. Ever since 66. No, the idea is you finally turned the regime. Yes. You know, you got your cap space where it's supposed to be.
Yep.
We got the third, depending on which website you look at, we've got the second to third most cap space next year. The thing we don't have is a quarterback. We don't have a pass rush right now, and we don't really have a great run defense. I mean, I had a guy just hit me up on Twitter, and this is always something I like to. Wednesday, by the way, midweek is always the best for people just being in their feels. I don't know what it is, Carl. The weekend is still too far away, and everybody's in their bag. Because, hey, Mike, you make me utterly sick. You saw one preseason game. I said, have you seen 12 freaking practices? Because Carl and I have. And where there's some things missing on this team. I think I'm just going to sit there and just pull something out of my butt and stick it out on social media like some guys. We don't do that here. just telling you, I see some serious issues. I don't see some areas of concern addressed right now. But next year, through free agency for some big pieces, maybe even offensive line if we don't get that development or we can't get it in the draft, we got some ideas that are really churning with Ian. I think Cunningham gets it. They brought in some great cap people. We're doing things with contracts, Carl, we've never done, to set us up for success down the road. I'm just saying this year I don't see it because you don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, look, every year is different, but you would assume, right, if everything's perfect, that you get not only a full season of JPJ next year, but also Jalen Walker, right? That part of this team is going to be revitalized. And that part, yeah, I totally buy in. You're right about going out and filling in the gaps with what you're missing. You sign really the core group on your offensive side. And there'll be some things that they'll need to adjust, but it feels like that's so far away. But the quarterback thing is, this is to your point, Mike, though. You could have all of that, still not have the right quarterback, and you're not going anywhere.
Right.
That's what's crazy about that. You could still set yourself up for all of the success that it feels like, oh, man, we're going to be good for the next X amount of years. But that one piece in a quarterback league is the piece. And so for all of the things that we're talking about, that's why I think the Falcons need it more. You guys can chime in, 404-726-0929. I just don't know if you have that passion yet because they haven't won consistently for Georgia Tech. But there are a lot of people who are like, look, Georgia Tech can't win six games this year and feel good about where they did last year.
Well, no, I mean, Georgia Tech is a team that I think, don't forget, you lose Buster Faulkner, but you bring in George Godsey. So you lose a guy that everybody's high on in college football, but you bring a guy who's got NFL experience.
Yep.
And Goose got a connection to the program. He knows the kind of the style that Brent Key wants to run. They still want to lean heavily into the run game. You get a guy at quarterback, and it's interesting because there was an article that Andy Staples wrote where Kurt Cignetti said, up in Indiana, we just talked about Indiana, they retained everybody on their roster that they wanted to other than Alberto. So they lose Alberto Mendoza to Tech. So Tech, we talked about this competitive world. What do they pay him? You got to. We just looked at the numbers. Georgia's up there. Even though Kirby doesn't want to talk about it, Georgia's right up there and competitive with everyone else. He just sprinkles it around the infield more than maybe some schools do for specific skill position guys. But Tech is in the mix. That should be great news for Georgia Tech fans that you get a guy off a national championship team roster that they wanted to retain to come in and fill in for a guy in Haynes King who was your offense basically for the last 2 years. So that's got to be something that's a positive. I think, look, a growing experience. I don't know how you'd classify what the hell happened. That NC State game, that reminded me of the old days of Ted Roof. You couldn't get a stop. You know, yeah. I mean, you know, it's just that's the kind of stuff that drives you crazy because as a Tech fan, and Tech fans know this, even going back to O'Leary, it wasn't like the defense was lights out. But that NC State game became a shootout. The Pittsburgh game was just, it just got away from you like that. And that one was the toughest because it happened at home.
Yeah.
That should not happen at home.
Yeah, and it was a sellout. I mean, right. Everybody was ready to explode.
But I'm with you. I think the Falcons have more to prove. Georgia, I mean, when you raise the bar of expectation, Carl, everyone starts saying, all right. You know, and look, it's not Kirby's fault that the rest of the SEC can't handle their water, and now everybody's, you know, down on the SEC. All these Big Ten fans who've had this inferiority complex for 20 years, now all chirping, and it's as if Kirby's the only guy that can save it. Which he kind of is,
well,
because I don't believe in Sark.
He's done a great job, and he's earned the credibility that he has. But there are some other great coaches in this league, and we're about to find out, man. Like, again, all the excuses are off the table for Lane Kiffin. For years, Lane Kiffin could have stayed at Ole Miss and said, I just don't have the resources, so we're doing the best we can. Could have won 10 games a year and got paid a lot of money. He took the challenge to go to LSU. Guys, their roster is about $50 million. There's no reason to think, with all the transfers they got and NIL – there's no reason to think LSU shouldn't be in the mix with the coaching of Lane Kiffin.
Right.
But as far as the Yellow Jackets, Mike, they got to be better defensively, man.
Right.
I'm not, pass rush,
well, they supposedly addressed it.
Yeah, I'm not worried about George Godsey and this offense as much as I am the defense. Jason Seymour's a new defensive coordinator. He's there. I just feel like that's where stopping the run, and as much as they believe in running the football, they got to be better at stopping the run. And, you know, they gave up about 25 points a game. For me, in college football, guys, it's not the points. Everybody's scoring. You got to get stops when you need them. And I think sometimes we get caught up in teams giving up 20, 25, 30, 35 points. That's college football these days. The deal with Georgia is, and again, I don't know if we'll ever see, Mike, a team defensively hold teams down to 9 points a game.
Right.
You know, like the great Alabama defenses back in the day when Kirby was there, and then even Georgia's defense that won the national championship. I just feel like you got to be able to get stops when you need to, and that was part of the problem last year for Georgia Tech.
But they did add a bunch of pieces, and again, Carl, you call it the killer T defense.
Okay.
Taufik Thomas, Vincent Carroll Jackson, Taji McCoy, Tim Griffin. He's not a T, but Noah Carter is a guy that comes over from Alabama.
Yeah.
And these guys feel, again, this is you talked about, you know, the expectations in Bama, what's going wrong with Kalen DeBoer. Well, Georgia Tech was able to get a guy that some people feel can be a beast coming from the Tide. And they also had a guy named Jordan Walker. So they've got a bunch of dudes, which like they know it's an issue. They think they've addressed it in the portal. And now time will tell. Because the schedule itself, I mean, there are elements that, you know, yeah, it's a little daunting to take on Tennessee the second week of the season, but I'm not as scared as Colorado. I'm not trying to say it's a cakewalk because there'll be mistakes in the first week of the season, but I think Georgia Tech can certainly win 9 or 10 games next year.
I do too.
Or this year.
I do too. I think that 9-win mark is not impossible. I think they can do exactly what they did last year, and hopefully they improve on it. But I'm just saying, like, it's Brent Key is building this. And for that, I'm willing to give him a little bit more grace than I am the Falcons, who get a new coach. And everybody keeps saying this. We keep talking about, well, if we only had this team would be a playoff team.
Right. Well, you've got we know we're living in this new world. And Tech fans, we've talked about, can you support a basketball program and football? Well, they've put some effort in to get guys in here to address that are question marks, needs. You know, you got a quarterback that a lot of teams are interested in. Now, is he going to be as good as his brother? I don't know. Mm. But there's certainly – there was an interest in him, and Cignetti's on record as saying he didn't want to lose him. So that bodes, you know, pretty well, I would think, for Tech. And now, just don't collapse. They kind of collapse down the stretch. We already talked about that NC State and Pitt game. So what did you learn from that? How do you not let that happen again?
Yeah.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with a right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage 1, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
They went out and got Josh Hoover. He was at TCU, talking about Indiana, and he's pretty good. I don't know if he's as good as Mendoza, but he's pretty good. So I think they feel pretty good about where they're at with the quarterback position. But I am curious to see Mendoza. We're going to get a chance in that Colorado game, guys. It's coming up here in just a couple of weeks. 404-726-0929. You can let us know what you think. Who needs it more? Georgia? Georgia Tech? Falcons?
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, go?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.